Well, you get all kinds of folks coming down here, and every kind of reason brings them by. From the mourners and the grief-stricken to kick-seekers and woe-begones, they all come seeking something they can't find. Here's Harvey with his violin again, playing to the graves of unknown friends. And Molly Ogden dresses as a ghost to walk her dog and scare the goth kids making out among the stones. And Jumping Joe comes by to tidy up, rearranges tombstones for a laugh. Now Myrtle is uncertain as to where her husband lies, so she just sits and cries into a handkerchief. Jason Dickinson was always weird, broke into his granddad's mausoleum. And before he knew, the door slammed shut, no one there to hear him shout. They didn't find him for another week. Johnny Human's hobby isn't nice. He likes digging up the recently deceased, and he takes them in his arms and dances all around the tombs before shoving back the bodies underneath. And Big Bad Bob comes burying Boots. He keeps it in the grave of Reverend Boots. And David Francolini eats spaghetti in between the graves of aunts who used to bounce him on their feet.